나는 가서 산지 근처 쉬어 근처 기준 근처 와서 잡숨 내내 제 안에 타르바 타르바 되바는 이제 잡해야지 지단다 산지 근처 세대 잡된 법 보면서 내 람 거기 동안 저에게 탑람 등에 내 산지 근처 되어야다 되네 아니 기준 근처 등 안에 저기 냠는 집에 갑라 아 저리 튕겨다 로 책인데다 기준 근처 되어야 남든 책인데야 And I was like, 제산 되니까 잡고 잡숨 되시. 대안에 타바 되반에 잡레시도 대 타바 되니 돈도 녀지 코위 동아 탈레 주주지 타바 되니 돈도 녀겐 남기 남점는 제발에 되네 네 죽죽투 그래스 제산 타바 되니 되니 맞게 바이나 냠는 지 말에 냠는 맞게 바이나 안 잡숨도 죽투야 말에 세지 되니까 타바 되반에 잡레세 가도 가산 이걸 되네 쉬로
Good morning. So last night, we were looking at this quotation from Chandrakirti, where we discussed several key points. The first was to look at the three jewels. Three jewels being the Buddha jewel, Dharma jewel, and Sangha jewel. And the Buddha jewel is whom illuminates the path to liberation and enlightenment. The Sangha jewel are those who accompany and guide us in our training, and the Dharma jewel is what is attained when a being trains successfully in the path and thereby abandons the seeds together with afflictions and gives rise to true cessations and true paths in their continuum. So the Dharma jewel is the true cessations and true paths in the continuum of the Sangha jewel and the Buddha jewel. And the Dharma jewel, being the actual refuge, is what actually protects one from suffering, in that the generation of the true cessations and true paths is what protects one from suffering. A second key point we looked at last night was a term we have for wishing for liberation, or retranslated as aspiring for liberation. This has to be generated, because without the aspiration to attain liberation from the sufferings of samsara, one will not wholeheartedly apply oneself to cultivating true paths and true cessations in one's continuum. And in order to generate the aspiration for liberation, that comes about independence on reflecting deeply on the sufferings of samsara.
Tartu
Something else we looked at last night was divisions within the three jewels into temporary and perfected. So just to say as an aside, as a translator, so this segment last night I didn't express clearly at all, so it's about 42 minutes into the teaching last night. So hence again, that's re-presenting it now in a way that so I can present it more clearly than I did last night. And also, rather than translating the one division as temporary, I'll rather use a synonym of provisional. It seems more appropriate. So that's a different division. So because this I'd never heard before until last night, was a causal and refuge, a resultant. Yeah, was the other one. So looking at the three jewels, starting with the Buddha jewel. The Buddha jewel refers to all Buddhas, and all Buddhas are perfected beings, perfected in that they have perfectly abandoned all faults and perfectly developed all good qualities. That's the Buddha jewel. The Buddha jewel only exists as a perfected jewel. The Dharma jewel has two divisions, provisional and perfected. The Dharma jewel that has arisen in a non-Buddha, in an Arya being who is not an Arya Buddha, such a Dharma jewel, these true paths and true cessations, are provisional in that they are still to be developed further. They haven't been developed, the true paths and cessations haven't been developed to perfection. When this Arya non-Buddha attains the state of enlightenment, they retain true paths and cessations, which are still Dharma jewels, but then these are illustrations of perfected Dharma jewels. Whereas prior, when they were a non-Buddha Arya being, it would have been a provisional Dharma jewel. And so too with the Sangha jewel. The Sangha jewel is a being who has the Dharma jewel developed in their continuum, and when the illustration of the Sangha jewel is a non-Buddha, non-Buddha Arya being, they are a provisional. They are an illustration of the Sangha jewel, but the provisional Sangha jewel. When they have developed into a perfected being, they will now be an Arya Buddha, and they will be an illustration still of the Sangha jewel, but the perfected Sangha jewel. So therefore, the Buddha jewel only has the division of being a perfected jewel, whereas the Dharma jewel and Sangha jewel have the two divisions of provisional and perfected. Provisional will refer to a non-Arya Buddha, and the perfected will refer to the illustration when the being is a perfected being, a Buddha. So the Sangha jewel and the Dharma jewel is an illustration of being provisional when it refers to a non-Buddha Arya being. Yeah, a non-Buddha Arya being. When it refers to an Arya Buddha, then it would be a perfected Sangha jewel, a perfected Dharma jewel.
Tardu we jab quasi yoras and tardu we jab sum yoras, tartu bigita, tartu big jab. Tartu big jab sum de garelana, Sanji Horanche, Sanji Gonchotche. That Sanji Koron we gigi, Gotena Landinidi, Chokonchoche. That Sanji Papa, Sanji Horon, the Papa Gansa, Kidinwa, Kidinko, Kidin, Papa Gansa, Chesandi, and the Kidin Gonchoche. Chesan, Sanji, da, Sanji, and the Gugu Gotena Landinidu.
The term, the three perfected jewels, will refer to a Buddha, an Arya Buddha, in that being a Buddha, a perfected being, they are an illustration of the Buddha jewel, and the Buddha jewel is necessarily perfected. The Dharma jewel in the continuum of an Arya Buddha, this too is perfected, in that their true cessations and paths are perfected. An Arya Buddha is also an illustration of the Sangha jewel, and is an illustration of the perfected Sangha jewel being a perfected being. So therefore, the three perfected jewels exist or abide within all Buddhas. Or all Buddhas are an illustration of the three perfected jewels. The three jewels are seen as perfected, they are three. But when they are provisional, there are only two. And the reason for them being provisional is they are not yet perfected. They have not yet been completely purified. And last night when we looked at the etymology of the word Buddha, Sangha, so the word sang, which is to awaken or to completely cleanse or purify, this has not been developed yet in terms of the Sangha jewel and the Dharma jewel to the point of perfection. So the Arya non-Buddha will still be training, still developing, still progressing towards, still perfecting their good qualities, but not yet perfected. Therefore, the Dharma jewel and the Sangha jewel, when referring to a non-Buddha Arya being, are provisional jewels. And therefore there are only two, because the Buddha jewel necessarily refers to a perfected being, and therefore there is only the one division of perfected. Not, whereas the Dharma and Sangha jewel have the two divisions of provisional and perfected.
Chigra, Gokten marwa, gokten takwa rwa, chesan sangye papa di, chwe gochyo rebe sene mare si gore. Kare sene lamdiya mare, goktenya mare si. Sangye papa di, sangye rebe sene re si. Chesan da sangye inza sangye gochyo cha rwa. Da sangye papa di, pape gansa rebe lene, pape gansa re si. Pape gansa da gijun gochyo rwa. Chesan gijun gochyo dan, sangye gochyo niga ingen jigyo re si. Su re sene sangye papa di re si. Sangye papa korong gijun gochyo re. And the Sanji Gonjo, that Chu Gonjo Mari, Ezier. Gansarua, Sanji Papa and the Gansarua, Chu Gonjo and the Lamding, Lamden and Gordin Gurua, Gordin and Tawarua, Lamden and Shevarua, just the Sanji Papa de Gansa, the Sheva Marua, and the Gotawa Marua, just not Chu Gonjo Chego Marezier. Just that Sanji Gonjo Hora, Sanji Hora, Sanji Inza, and the Sanji Gonjo. Pape Gansa Yinzan, Gidun Gochore, Chisan Sanje Papa Lamna, Gidun Gochore, Sanje Gonjo Niga Yinz, Chue Gonjo Mares, Chisan Chue Gonjo, Sanje Gonjo Gidu, Sumba Yinkin Tigio Mares, or that.
may well sound like a single being can be all three jewels, or maybe to express it differently, all three jewels can refer to a single being. And so according to the Prasangika, this is not the case. An Arya Buddha is not the Dharma jewel. An Arya Buddha is a being. An Arya Buddha is the Buddha jewel, or is an illustration of the Buddha jewel, because the Buddha jewel also refers to a being, as well as an Arya Buddha is also an illustration of the Sangha jewel. The Sangha jewel too is a being. But an Arya Buddha is not the Dharma jewel. And why is that? Because the Dharma jewel is not a being or not a person, whereas the Buddha jewel and Sangha jewel are. So why is the Dharma jewel then not a person or a being? Is because the Dharma jewel refers to true parts and true cessations. True parts is not a being, it's a consciousness. True cessations are not a being, it's a permanent phenomenon. So therefore, the Dharma jewel is not a being or is not a person, whereas the Sangha jewel and the Buddha jewel are. So therefore, according to Prasangika, the a being is not all three jewels, but rather a Buddha is a Buddha jewel and a Sangha jewel, but is not a Dharma jewel, because a Dharma jewel is not a person, but rather is true cessations, which is a permanent phenomenon, and true parts, which are consciousness. The Svatantika, the autonomous middle way school, they agree with the Prasangika, but only to a point. So they would say a single being is an illustration of, or can be an illustration of, all three jewels. For example, a Buddha. Because a Buddha is an illustration of a Buddha jewel, so they agree with Prasangika there. And a Buddha is an illustration of the Sangha jewel. So again, they agree with Prasangika. Where the difference is the Svatantika also assert that a Buddha is an illustration of the Dharma jewel, because the Dharma jewel is a person. And this is because, so the Dharma jewel, true cessations and true paths. True paths is a consciousness. And according to Svatantika, the person when sought, is found as a subtle consciousness. So therefore, the consciousness is consciousness is an illustration of the person, and as true parts is consciousness, therefore the a Buddha is also the Dharma jewel of a Buddha is a person. Therefore, a single being is all three jewels. So this is according to Svatantika. We clear here the Svatantika Madhyamaka, the autonomous middle way school. They are saying that only the subtle primary mental consciousness is the true path that is the Dharma jewel and a person. There are other Dharma jewels which are not a person. The consciousness, other consciousnesses in the continuum of a Buddha, such as the wisdom realizing emptiness, compassion, ethical restraint, and so forth, vast number of virtuous qualities, all of these are true paths and are Dharma jewels, but are not the person. So just the last point to emphasize that, so according to Svatantika, they will say these virtuous qualities in the continuum of a Buddha are true paths, are the Dharma jewel, but are not a person. The only Dharma jewel that is a person is the primary mental consciousness that is the person. The person that when sought is found. That is that Dharma jewel alone is a Dharma jewel that is said to be a person. So I asked Genla this morning to talk a little bit about the etymology of three jewels or three gems, because the word for jewel or gem does not appear in the Tibetan. So now he's explaining this. Literally, it is can be called either. There is another word which is often used, which is for protection, but now he's talking about the word that means rarity. Rarity, and sometimes conjoined with this, will be a word for precious as well. The reason why the word for rarity has been translated as jewels or gems, so we have always three gems or three jewels, is because the word, the actual word of rarity implies that something is precious because it is so rare, like a jewel. So literally, what it comes to mind when looking, when the Tibetan speaker sees this term, is the three rarities, or the three rarities. And we have the translation as the three jewels. But the meaning is that it is something that is rare and precious. So now let's turn back to the text. Near the top of page 25, we come to the commentary on the two-line verse that we looked at last night, His Holiness's commentary. Looking at the first sentence, and just to say, throughout this paragraph, I've retranslated or changed the word wishing to aspiring in the same way as in the verse above. Thus certainty will arise, certainty will easily arise that the three jewels are the sole source of refuge for those aspiring for liberation. Here, the Tibetan term that we have translated as three jewels is literally the three protectors. So this is the other way that it's expressed. What Genda commented on a moment ago was the three the three rarities, whereas here the Tibetan term is the alternative, is the three, maybe protectors, the three protections, maybe the three protections. Now to come to his commentary. So the three protections for those who are aspiring for liberation, one will come to recognize with great ease and certainty. In other words, the certainty refers to generating valid cognition that it is the three jewels of the Buddha jewel, Dharma jewel, and Sangha jewel solely. And this will easily arise for those, this recognition will easily arise for those who are aspiring for liberation. Second word, certainty. So this word is translated as either certain or definite. It often, such as here, but not always, often refers to realizing with a valid cognition. So this is the common meaning of this word, certainty, or being certain or being definite. And that is the meaning here. One will realize with valid cognition that the sole refuge for one who is aspiring for liberation or omniscience are the three jewels, because the sole perfected being is a Buddha, and therefore it is only the Buddha jewel that is able to teach the complete and unmistaken path, and teach it in a way that is complete and unmistaken. This certainty, this realization, this valid cognition, can easily arise for those genuinely aspiring for liberation. In the world, there are many teachers of paths, amongst them bodhisattvas and even Arya bodhisattvas. Here one comes to recognize that it is only the Buddha jewel that is perfected, and therefore is being a perfected being, has perfected the path of training, and can present it in a way that is complete and unmistaken. Certainty is not only gained with respect to the Buddha jewel, but so too towards the Dharma jewel. So here, for those truly aspiring for liberation, they will come to realize with ease, to gain certainty with ease, that liberation from the sufferings of samsara is only attained through the generation of the Dharma jewel, because it's only the attainment of true cessations that lead to liberation from the sufferings of samsara. Certainty is gained, that is only through the complete abandonment of the afflictions together with their seeds that leads to true cessations, and therefore liberation from the sufferings of samsara. So therefore, also certainty or realization with valid cognition is easily attained towards the Dharma jewel.
Lam 람딘 지부 냠는 제발에 된 톱도마도 셴 토야미누 제시데 제다 인지 미지 녜발도 람딘 냠는 제고 바 고고어 세데 데 람딘 냠는 제발에 된 톱마도 셴 냠는 제발에 가지 냠는 제나 람딘 냠는 마셴나 고된 톱투야 타바 톱투야 미누 제자 제자 지부 녜발에 세데 고된 타바 토에게 람 냠는 지에 람 냠는 지 람데라야 녜발도 람딘 냠는 진 톱고고레 세데 이마도 냠 마진에 토야 미누 세네 Never tell
Certainty is not only easily attained with reference to true cessations, but also recognizing that true cessations can only be attained through cultivating true paths. How else could true cessations be attained other than cultivating true paths? So therefore, certainty is attained with reference to both true cessations and true paths. And this leads to the determination to strive to cultivate true paths within the practitioner's own continuum.
Punsum soba ro mano wapta je tugendi pape gansa mato mi nusi orda de lam dende pape gansa mato bayna ani ni nyamne bene jige lam nyamne cholam badan cholam bala so ge ro ba je bayne su san yo go ba to be tar tu ba jida wa shin du je ro ge tu mi nusi je da nga ju tar bi go ba to ba la go den nyom ba pa pa bi pa ba sa ba ne je ba pa bi go den tar ba de to ba la 那 tarpa 的 temji jimu goba toba la, and raw jagging gidu chodu gilbadida, gidun goju jibure mado, that gidun goju papa gaza mine get kebada, get a chimbakazi in a di and tata chi 2 minutes, is that delia raw jagging jidawash into raw jay 2 minutes, the gidun goju jibure, said the name, how got to kures, jibure, said it. Me to kures, order.
Certainty is also attained in relation to the Sanghajul, coming to recognize that only those who have cultivated true paths and thereby attained true cessations are able to guide others in how to cultivate those paths precisely. Even bodhisattvas abiding on the paths of preparation or accumulation, they have yet to gain direct experience and of the paths, and thereby attain a true path and a true cessation. So those great beings who are not yet Arya beings are still limited in how they can assist us or help us, accompany us, be our companions, accompany us on the cultivation of paths. So really only the Arya beings, the Sanghajul, who can guide us well.
On this day, the Nigi, Jabni Chibu Neva, Delato, Gigres, the Nigi, Chibu Sedi, Sanje Concho, Lam Dumbo, Sanje Concho, that Tartu Ting in the Manoa, the Chidawa, Twenty, where the Sanje Chiburi, Sashi. Tene, and then Jigger, when Yomoba, Basha, that you call a trevi, drawadi, and cooking. 지구토구도스
Certainty will easily arise at the three jewels or the sole source of refuge for those wishing for liberation, or aspiring for liberation. Here then, that through having generated the determination, the aspiration to attain liberation, one will recognize that it's the sole source of our spiritual developments will be the Buddha jewel, because it's only a Buddha that is a completely perfected being and can guide one perfectly, unmistakably. Moreover, one gains certainty that only the attainment of true cessations in one's continuum leads to the cessation of the sufferings of samsara. And true cessations can only be attained through the cultivation of true paths. And therefore, certainty is gained in relation to the Dharma jewel. And thirdly, it's only the Sangha jewel who can guide us based on actual lived experience or cultivated experience. So therefore, certainty is also gained in relation to the Sangha jewel.
And this is when the Gedi Dogure says, that the Gedi Dogure, Gedi Hagur, Tibur Neva, the Getugurela, Nedela Neva, the Nereza, and big top of Sema, the Kiturela, Lelo, which Kivorela, that Lelo was a delato said the Lamsan Sigurwa, delato the Lamsan Totugure says Sigurwa. The Lamsan Gedi Totugur, Sanji Conchoti, Lam Dumbo, Tartuba, Sanji Conchoti, Sanji Tiburisha said the Hakuhegi, Sema, Topaki, the Lamsan Kitu, Gedi Kigilamna.
Looking at this and seeing that it says certainty or realization will easily arise, one may think, so if it's easy to arise, when will that actually come about?
Denzi Marik Padele Kigore, said. She's not that Denzi Marik Padi Kigur said the new mobile and so Denzi Marik Padi. Tell it in the Kigu as we shimjuji di Hago. De Hago and that Denzi Marik Padi Pong, Tugudi Mindu, Denzi Marik with Zimba Najin, Dugu Mindu, Sicheva Chitukala, Mazu Denzi and Namjato Tombani La Cheva Chigurwa. And she's not Deninza, Cocheva Cheche, and Denzin said the Udi. Sindhu Gansha Pinnanga Su Gansha La Chabha Na Gansha Dimba Dhubha Si Zinyo De Kapra Gansha De Gansha Mata Rangwa Nguyen Dhubha Zindhu Gyo Res Tu Shimchu Chi Na Shimchu Chi Chepa Dendengen Namja Samta Chepa Chi Tu Gansha Mchi La Gansha Sa De Gansha Ya Dhubha Ma Rangwa Nguyen Dhubha Sa De Zawa Ki Nima Dongsang Si Tunggo Re Je Re Wa Dongsang Si Chi Se Dongba Yi Toh Re Wa Chi San Dini Ke Dongba Yi Tunggo Re Je Re Dongba Yi Toh Re Du Dienzin Digi Gansha Dimba Dhubha Dienzin Lo Lo She Yin Ba Tombany to be Lodi Gombala Dene, the Pong Tugio Toyore. Chesanti Toyo de Toyo de Anda, the Giga de San Jimne de Carson Baresena, Chesa Duma Pangore, Duma Yukunju de Bade, Dikunju de Bade, and in Yomobade, Leda Yomoba, Leda Yoman Sawa Denzire, Denze Pango Grace, Sumur Wala, Sumba Sosuki Shimjuji Yanan Jesse, Tombany to Toyo de. Then the dancing the pong to your door, door to it. Oh, ta, Sanji, so I demped up by Demparisha. She's not Sanji, the Lamano, Machuba, thinking the money that Captain Bobo, Sanji Chiburisha, say, never the delegate. She's a cochaba, don't buy your door, do. Don't buy your door, do. And Dito Palatine, Sanji, the Lam Dembobo, and it tattoo Lam Dembobo Chibu in body, get to go. Don't buy your mother, Nielanda, Kabuchagore. Don't buy your door. That's why the Lamano Tarba the Tamji came to go out the Lamano thinking that Tartu Jibu Imbadi did the whole creature. Don't buy Nimado Bado Yomarese, Gitu Marese, the Tomba you don't do Garson, Tomba you don't do Garson, the Toyo do, Dinzi Marie Badi, Pang Tugu Bados on Roa, Pangu, Pangu Badu Toyo do. Dine Lamsang, oh, that's why you didn't have a son, she put it, Dimbarisha, said Lamsang, that you, Sanji, the Mano, and Lamsang, Dimbariba, says it, Della to say, Lamsang, Totu, yes, it is one.
In answer then to the question of if this can, certainty can easily arise. When will this easy arisal of certainty come about? Well, being an arisal, it's clearly a dependent arising, dependent on causes. So the specific causes that need to be generated that needs to be cultivated in order for one to gain realization or certainty in the validity of the three jewels is initially reflecting deeply on the sufferings of samsara, the sufferings of physical and mental pain, the suffering of transient happiness, and all pervasive suffering. Reflecting well on these, to the extent that if one reflects well on these, one will look for the causes of suffering. So there we've looked at the noble truth of suffering, and now we're looking at the noble truth of the origin of suffering, true origins. And we recognize that it's from our afflictions that we suffer, and that these afflictions arise in dependence on a single root cause, the ignorance of true grasping. And in dependence on the extent or the depth that we've come to recognize the validity that it is the ignorance of true grasping that leads to all suffering that we've, in the prior meditation, have given rise to the wish to get rid of, we will ask ourselves, can I abandon the ignorance of true grasping? Is it really possible? So here the practitioner will have heard many teachings and will know all these answers, but they're cultivating within themselves to gain transformative realization, not a mere theoretical understanding. And in this way, they now are investigating whether the ignorance of true grasping, or rather whether true grasping can be abandoned or not. Is it actually an ignorance or not? And they're cultivating, therefore, the wisdom realizing emptiness through seeing how phenomena such as the self appear, and then investigating whether they exist in this way or not, and coming to recognize they do not. No phenomenon, including the self, exists in the way that it appears, and therefore the consciousness that grasps at phenomena as existing the way they appear, as existing truly, is an ignorance, because it's not in accordance with reality. When that is realized, then the practitioner knows with certainty that true grasping is an ignorance because it's discordant from reality, and it can be abandoned through the continued cultivation of the wisdom realizing emptiness or the wisdom realizing selflessness. This now is known, is realized by this person. So through this process of repeated reflection on the sufferings of samsara and their origins and the solution to the origin of suffering, the practitioner comes to know the cause of our suffering and the solution to our suffering. And they now know the Dharma is valid. They now know the Dharma jewel is valid. And therefore, so too is the founder teacher, the Buddha Shakyamuni, too, is valid or authentic. And therefore, so too will all other Buddhas and the Sangha jewels as well, all other Arya beings who have actually come to generate these realizations in a direct manner in their continuum. So how does one gain this realization with ease? Without realizing emptiness, it's not going to arise. One needs to realize emptiness, gain, or maybe it's clearer if I say, gain a realization of emptiness, because there are many layers of subtlety. Through a coarse realization of emptiness, one will easily recognize or realize that the three jewels are the sole source of refuge for those aspiring for liberation.
Tongba yin nyumba sabba na chebe pangpe pangpa thongyo do kowa le dhugu do di chikpure shaa shaa di gidi haa kore sena 동반이 Manoa, Machuba, Tata, and the Pabe Gazari, Gasan, Dombani Tordu, that the Niki Dombani Toban Gazaji, Yamlin, Yuhinchi, and the Lam Robachevan, Punsu Sobachi to Gurmato, Dombani Mato Baina, and Seven Tataro, Punsu Sobachi to a Kaburwa, Dineza, Dineza, Dombani Tor and Rasuki Tori Tordu, that the Niki Dombani Torandigi, Lam Chidawashindu, Robachi Tugdua, and Begeta. Dinigi to Gurijin. Chizada, Dondala, Susurang, Tombani, the Jebaji, Tombani to Yodu, Tombani to Savi Jela, Lamsang, Sanji, the Jeptumbo, Tadu Yimba, how to Gure, Deletina Lamsang, Tombani to Sana DJ Lamsang, and Kazi Gordindi, Numopo, Savona Jepombi, Pombo Gordindi, Tadu, and Koval Joel, the Toko by the Dure, D, Yamlin Jelam, Yamlin Jibal Roche, Girigon Jodida, Tadu.
Only through one oneself engaging in the sequence of meditations repeatedly over a sustained period that one will come to a realization of emptiness. And it's at that point that one will know through one's own experience in meditation that has come about in dependence on a repeated meditation based on knowledge, that the ignorance of true grasping can be abandoned, and when it is, liberation will be attained. And it's only through the abandoning of true grasping that liberation is attained, and true grasping or the ignorance of true grasping itself can only be abandoned through realizing emptiness. When the practitioner has come to gain certainty in this or realization of this, to that point that they will gain certainty in the Dharma jewel, true paths and true cessations, and in the founder teacher, as well as all other Buddhas, the Buddha jewel, recognizing that this is a being who has completely and perfectly abandoned all faults and attained all good qualities, and thereby can lead one in a perfect and unmistaken manner. And therefore, certainty is gained in relation to the Buddha jewel. And then thirdly, those who have gained direct realization of emptiness, the Sangha jewel, those are our skilled companions, those who, so using synonyms here, skilled companions, those who assist us, those who help us on the path. In this way, one gains certainty in the Sangha jewel too. All of this comes about in dependence on realizing
emptiness. Ani tele dine sangi di, ani kasore sangi liye deba di, ani kasa shene deba toba shi ligiri esar. Ani tele dine kasore tongpanyi tongdu sangi di, ani kasa cime jibu yinba, cime jibu yinba hako tukuri es. Dine sangi di, sangi tele, ani shene deba shiwa tukuri es. Ani dina shi, ani sangi sungbi yu sungdi ki inaya, ani cema sung cema yinba hako tukuri es, tukuri es. Dine, ani tele dine, ani kasa sangi yi, Jesus Jabiyu, and Jigi Kava, Banda Kasukumbu, Lujula Soba, Desuine, and Timmy Jigu Kasuri Delia, and Kasuri, Shin Devatoba, and Ranger Lamdim Bigi Shin Padu, Shin Devatoba, Junguri, says, just a tomba in Tobaina, Sanji Della, Timmy Jibu Yimba, Sanji Sundi, Tesun Tema Yimba, and the Negi, Sanji Sujis Tibulu. Pablo Lujubla Soba, the Suina, 제조를 Yomo Basha, Sabon, Jeb, Pumpy, Pumpa, Tarbadi, Pumpy, Pumpa, Tokovadi, Diana, Tombany Topalet in Lake Res. Ditobala Lamden Yam and Jehovadia, Tombany Topalet in Hago to Res. Then De and Yam and Jevalia and a public answer give Roaching and public answer Choto give him Badia and Tombany Topalet in Lake Res. Tombany Topaina, Niki Yentin Pato, Mevachik, Mansilla, some Mans and the Yentinchi, the Niki.
Practitioner who receives many teachings and reflects repeatedly over a sustained period on those will come to gain a realization of emptiness. And they'll do so through relying on the unmistaken teachings of the Buddha and their skilled lamas. And they'll realize emptiness in the way that Nagarjuna has referred to in the praise mentioned at the start of this section, where he refers to the eight extremes that are refuted or abandoned through meditating on dependence arising and dependence arising and emptiness itself. When the practitioner then comes to realize emptiness, they will have done so through relying on these teachings. And they will see, therefore, that the teachings are valid. Or they'll realize, therefore, that the teachings are valid. And they will now give rise to a faith arising from knowledge. So last night we spoke about two different types of faith. This is the stable, unwavering faith that will come about independence now on this realization of emptiness. And the faith will be towards the Dharma jewel, recognizing that these teachings are unmistaken and will lead to liberation through the generation of true paths and true cessations. And through this faith that has arisen from realizing emptiness, faith will be towards all the Buddhas, the Buddha jewels, recognizing that these are beings who attained perfection through cultivating the Dharma jewel within themselves to the point where the Dharma jewel itself was perfected and they became the Sangha jewels, and therefore valid beings or completely reliable beings. And their teachings, too, are completely reliable. Moreover, the great practitioners, the Arya Bodhisattvas, such as Nagarjuna and so forth, they and their teachings are also valid and reliable. So in this way, through meditating on emptiness to the point where one gains a realization, so many other qualities follow, due to the generation of this unwavering faith, this faith arising from knowledge in the teachings, and therefore one will give rise from the generation or the realization of emptiness, one will easily gain certainty that the three jewels are one's sole refuge.
Lamsan,
This then one can understand that many good qualities will easily arise following the realization or a realization of emptiness. Moreover, when one gains a realization of emptiness and sees the validity of the three jewels, this gives one deep inner strength and confidence in the three jewels, thereby empowering our spiritual development because of the resulting enthusiasm we'll have to apply ourselves to the teachings. And this way, through an initial realization of emptiness, all spiritual qualities become easily attained. Hence, the need to strive to realize emptiness. Really, all inner qualities within our mind, will easily be attained following the initial realization of emptiness. One cannot overemphasize the incredible benefits that will follow from such a realization. When one gains this initial realization of emptiness, one will see and thereby sees the validity of the three jewels. One will apply oneself wholeheartedly and with ease to cultivating these varying good qualities. For example, the attainment of the union of calm abiding meditative insight will come about with ease through the determination that arises from the initial realization of emptiness. And with the attainment of the union of calm abiding and meditative insight, one experiences a deep physical comfort. It's usually translated as bliss, but more accurately, a deep physical comfort. And therefore, one experiences through that initial realization of emptiness, not only great mental ease and peace, but one's later through the attainment of calm abiding, one attains physical comfort too. Now, having generated the union of calm abiding, as well as the prior initial realization of emptiness, the generation of bodhicitta comes about with ease. And with the generation of bodhicitta, actual uncontrived bodhicitta, vast stores of merit are accumulated and the mind is so radically transformed that one's body is and physical experiences are transformed too in terms of illness or discomfort. As one continues to develop one's bodhicitta and wisdom realizing emptiness to the point where one directly realizes emptiness and attains the path of seeing and is now counted amongst Arya Bodhisattvas. One's body is radically transformed. One attains a mental body. From outside it will look the same, but one's body has been transformed and one will not experience illness again. One will not age either. And in fact, one can close one's door, be alone in one's room, but with this mental body now, wherever one directs one's mind, one's body will follow. And thereby, one can engage in a vast array of beneficial deeds. So all of this comes easily or follows easily from the attainment of the initial realization of emptiness.
那今天现在，那讲究，讲究先把跑吧，对对，俺这个了，俺这个了，对下街吧，那对下的，俺这个女个了哇，地方是来是俺爸啥的，这个俺刚刚让新几个了，刚刚这的用过了哇，就那讲究先，讲究先把跑吧的给那，对下的给，过，过，喷多，那个嘛，真是蛮牛吧，这个喷多些土的些，现在喷，现在喷多些个，俺那别些当土的些，别那俺别了的，独住些，独住些，独给那，过啥些那个做女个了哇。 读了这个面积，业绩面积，当然有我当时呢，读的啥什么，就读的那个书本，没得念要嘛了哇。我们其实面积必须读这，读的都是这个面积上是几块的。其实俺做了，嗯，这点俺就给伢们打发麻烦吧，咱俺就读下去，但要么把这点俺做女读过来，俺做了让新几个干。讲究先把了，讲究先把跑步过把托书呢，对下老师把这个，那你。
Very ordinary beings like ourselves, we've come to recognize the harm the arisal of the affliction of attachment does to us as well as to others. But for an Arya Bodhisattva, this is not the case. Actually, attachment serves the Arya Bodhisattva is able to deal with attachment in a way that it brings benefit. Just like for us, attachment is a poison. For a Bodhisattva, who is a radically transformed being, even an affliction like attachment can be transformed, so that is not only unable to harm the Arya Bodhisattva, but the Arya Bodhisattva can use this to benefit others. Arya Bodhisattva is such a unique being. They are able to even offer their body to sentient beings without experiencing any harm. Non-Arya Bodhisattvas, and certainly ordinary beings like ourselves, should we offer our body perhaps to be eaten by other beings, it's clear we will experience harm. But an Arya Bodhisattva will not. Their body will not be harmed. They can immediately regenerate their body. So in this way, they can easily practice the generosity of offering their body. This first sentence then, thus certainty will easily arise that the three jewels are the sole source of refuge for those aspiring for liberation. This, in my explanation, presents some of the inconceivable benefits that come from meditating on emptiness, which is required in order to actually gain realization of emptiness. See in His Holiness's commentary here, it's just a single line, but when thinking about the meaning is both vast and profound. Moving to the next sentence in the commentary, and I've just, for to match the meaning better, changed the second word a little bit. Those sick and tired of feeling, those sick and tired of suffering, will go to the three jewels for refuge, and a firm, indestructible attitude of aspiring for liberation will arise. Here, the term for, again, it's just translated in the usual way as three jewels. It actually means the three supremes. Literally, sorry, is the three supremes. So it's, the literal Tibetan is going for protection to the three supremes. So again, this is again, I just mentioned this to make clear how it's usually presented in Tibetan. We just have going for refuge to the three jewels. So for this to arise in a way that is firm and indestructible comes about through initially being fed up or sick and tired of the mirrored sufferings that pervade samsara. What we usually express as going for refuge. When you see this, then understand firstly that what one turns towards is the three jewels, so the three protections, or the three supremes, or the three rarities. Those are the objects that one turns towards. And then going, usually what would come to mind is a physical journey. But here it's, of course, mental, that we turn our mind towards the three protections. So we turn our mind with a sense of trust or conviction in the capacity of the three jewels or the three protections to lead to unerring or unfailingly lead us to attain protection within ourselves from suffering. So this is the way to understand the term going for refuge, referring to the three protections that one turns one's mind with an attitude of trust or conviction in the capacity for protection to be attained through training one's mind in this way. And the training that one is embarks on will be unerring, infallible, unmistaken. The meaning then that's presented is that through a generation of or attainment of the wisdom realizing emptiness, we will go for refuge with certainty, with an attitude of unwavering trust. The essence of the meaning here is that we should relate to the three jewels as if they are guiding us in order, guiding us so that we can become just like them. Or maybe to express that better, the meaning of this is to give rise to the aspiration within ourselves that we become just like the three jewels. We can visualize this or imagine this as if we are being called to by them to join them, to become just like they are, Arya beings. And for this to come about in a transformative manner, as mentioned here, we need to give rise to this faith arising from knowledge, or maybe this faith arising from knowing, the stable, unwavering faith, because that has the strength of mind for us to easily apply ourselves to cultivating the path within us. And here, it will also, what is implied, is we'll easily apply ourselves, or we'll want to hear and live in accordance with the precepts of refuge or the advice from the three jewels.
That is on the lab jessic rua. Then on the chidan drum said it, drum shach your wa. Drum story says you love your mother, drum shach your wa, did in the yore says it. The lab just catch your mother, did it in the yore mother, chiche mother, chor dinner in Jehore says ungo marwa. Drum, Ini kepsan dinde yore, yende dinde yore, dinde cetan dinde re, cin dinde da kyanosu dinyamden cehore, di cehore, di cehvene kyanosu kepsan dinde agire, yende di tokure se sungu di sunguru vada.
The way to relate to the same word, advice or precepts, is not to receive this or relate to it as if it is just a mere story, but rather to relate to it as if it is guidance. And the way that the advice or precepts is presented so that it is received as guidance is to lay out the many benefits of acting in accordance with the precepts and the faults of not doing so, and then from the side of the recipient to hear it in that way and develop certainty and develop that knowledge within themselves so that we are encouraged to train our mind in accordance with the advice or precepts. So therefore, we shouldn't hear them as being like a story, but rather as instructions.
And in Rani Tarva Topna Nyambigi Tardugu Lui Shidu Meba Dembukiwa Dangs. Jizada Dadiji Nazuki Jeva Cheche, Tombanye Sam Dang, Tu Shin Yenden Chishimju Jeva Chedu, Denegi, and the Kasur Tarbi Tarba, Tobiagi, Tar Bene Yomoba, Savone Jeva Bungba, Bung Tugu Yoba, the same Eva Nye. Dini Digi, Nyomo Payagi, Nimbo, Tombay to be shut up, Diang as the Hako. Dini in that Tapongba, Tiza Tarba Sadi, Narang Rangi, Tarba Topna, Nyambigi, Tarba Top Tugu Yobadi, Hako Tubaza, Tobiagi, Tugu Yobada, Tobjigi, Top Lam, Yamlinja Yobadi, Timing Eva Neva in that, that Rangi Tarba Toku, Sabi Tarba Dunyu Lodi, Shidu Mevas in your unit of Meva. 店部休息用过的也是让你塔巴托那念笔记塔巴的路西都没法店部接瓦的这是塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴塔巴
looking at the quotation at the end of the sentence, or the words in inverted commas, if I could only attain liberation. So I don't think it comes across very well in my translation, but the meaning is, through having gained a realization of emptiness, one has given rise to certainty in the validity of the three jewels, and the three jewels alone are present the valid and correct path. And thereby, one has come to recognize that I can abandon the afflictions together with their seeds and attain liberation. I can attain liberation. It is entirely possible and achievable for me to do that. And here, one gives rise to a determination that is unchanging, that is stable. So this results, this determination to achieve liberation, which is, I mean, the words are, if I could only attain liberation. So this is a sincere aspiration, which is stable and unwavering due to the prior initial realization of emptiness, the stable and wavering determination to strive for and achieve liberation.
And this is just that the senior, the Tedana, Dunga Yi Sun Yen, Chosuna, just to draw, said the Gedan, the Rani Tabra Topna, Nimbu, Tabra Dunyu, Lodo to Meva, Dimbukiri, said the Chazan, this Chazan, Dunda, Carson, Dombany Dobai Nasir, Dombany Doyondu, that Dombany Do Savi Chela, and the Karim Grosne, Chazan, that Dunga Tabudu, San Bigeta, Yi Sun Bigeta, Telejova, the Nubad, Jobsa, that Kunjusuma Redo, Amato Shankai Mindu Asbe. Kunjo sum resha, di chizada, nyamlin jedi, lamlin yamlin jedi resha, di chu conjo gotin di togu, di mother, that tapshan the minua simbege, the nigging ever nene, and japsu, that di chu to simbe, that di reja. Don't tell you be nobody, kunjo sumra resha, simbe, the japsu to be, ye shit take care, japsu to adam. Chizada, the nigi japsu to do, that's also good, don't buy your door, and your mob of bungbe, bungba, you bada. Bang
It serves to encourage us to apply ourselves to come to the realization of emptiness. Because when one does do so, truly has an incredible and transformative impact on oneself. In order to realize emptiness, one will have reflected well on the sufferings of samsara, and one will have given rise to being fed up with or sick and tired of sufferings. One will see how one is continuously, helplessly turning in this wheel of samsara, in this suffering of samsara. And one will be fed up with this, wanting freedom. And with the realization of emptiness, one knows that that is possible. Not in theory, not for maybe another time, but I can do this. It is entirely attainable. And through this transformative attitude, one's faith in the three jewels will be stable and unwavering, and thereby one's energy in applying oneself to cultivate Tripalatan cessations will be transformative. One will strive to arise as the three jewels oneself. So all this follows from the initial realization of emptiness. And one may think, well, I have an understanding that now, from this presentation, all that will be attained through the transformative impact of realizing emptiness. I will have unwavering faith in the three jewels, apply myself wholeheartedly to cultivate Tripalatan cessations, knowing that this is attainable for me. But what about those of us who have yet to gain a realization of emptiness? Where does this leave me? Is any of this possible for a practitioner like myself? And further, one may wonder, but what about those who don't accept the Prasangika presentation? What about the non-Prasangikas? They go for refuge. Is their refuge then not unchanging, unshakable? So what would the case be for those of a different philosophical view? For the practitioners who ascribe to another tenet, they can develop indestructible unwavering faith in their tenant, according to themselves. Prasangika will look at them and say, no, your faith is not indestructible.
Take
as an illustration, Svatantika Majimaka. They would have received many teachings, thought deeply about them, and be convinced in the Svatantika presentation, and have faith in their presentation, but when they later meet a teacher who presents the Prasangika view, and they, over probably a lengthy period of time, receive many teachings and reflect in an open manner on the Prasangika teachings, they will come to their prior faith in all phenomena existing by way of their own nature, that faith will start to shake. It will appear to them that faith will now be shown to be destructible, not indestructible. So prior to this, the Svatantika would have believed that phenomena do exist by way of their own nature. They are inherently existent. They are not truly existent. They are empty of being truly existent. But they do exist by way of their own nature. But being skillfully guided later by a Prasangika teacher, that faith in this Svatantika view will shake, will waver, and eventually they will abandon that view. For those, though, who encounter the Buddha-Dhamma through the view of the Prasangika, can reflect extensively on this and can come to gain a realization of emptiness that is in accordance with the Prasangika, their faith will be unshakable, indestructible, because it cannot be overcome. It cannot be overcome by another tenet, another philosophical presentation, because their realization of emptiness is a realization that is in accordance with reality. So therefore, other presentations, even from charismatic teachers, will not be lead to their a view being overcome. Summarize then what we've looked at this morning is that it's imperative to come to a realization of emptiness. A realization of emptiness will serve to radically transform us in the ways that have been outlined before. So to bring us to that point where we gain that initial realization of emptiness, it's imperative that we reflect on the sufferings of samsara, because it's to the extent that we come to recognize the pervasive, the way that sufferings pervade samsara, that we will give rise to being fed up with the sufferings of samsara, wanting, therefore, to seek out its causes. Then we will have the sufficient energy and strength of mind to truly look for those causes. And in dependence on that, we will come to recognize that the causes of suffering, particularly the root cause of the ignorance of true grasping, can be abandoned. So here, through this process, reflecting initially on suffering, we give rise to the wish to gain liberation from suffering. But we don't yet know if it's true. We'll only know if it's true when we have also realized the origin of suffering and that that origin can be eradicated. Thereby, we will gaining now the realization of emptiness, with ease, we will apply ourselves to the path because of our unshakable faith or trust or conviction in the three jewels. But throughout this process, from right now until we gain a realization of emptiness and thereafter, we need to also engage in the companion reflections, such as generosity, ethics, patience, and so forth, because these serve to gather the virtue that is required to power our meditations on the nature of reality. So therefore, we need to engage in these all-embracing meditations, this wide path of meditations, but not skipping the foundational meditations. Thereby, if we follow the correct and unmistaken path, we will attain a transformative realization of emptiness. This text that's been composed by His Holiness the Dalai Lama's own hand, we see him encouraging us to recognize the great fortune that we've achieved with this precious human life, where we have met the unmistaken path to achieve liberation from suffering in its entirety and to develop ourselves so that we can be a being of great benefit in the world. So we should hear that and generate confidence in ourselves, a confidence that matches what he sees as our own potential, and apply ourselves thereby to generate all these good qualities and be a being, a live a life of great meaning, and be a being bringing great benefits into the world. So thank you. We can conclude therefore this morning, and we'll continue in the text this afternoon. So thank you very much.